This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com and is still battling a voice that comes in and out, aren't you?
Yes. If anybody's got any those, you know, great over-the-counter remedies or any tricks, I'm all ears.
Well, we'll try to keep you from talking too much, but let's first talk about the U.S. Marshals Museum. TheCityWire.com had a story earlier this week about the big financial hurdles that they're trying to clear between now and their scheduled groundbreaking.
Yes, they want to break ground in September. That's the 225th anniversary of the U.S. Marshals Service, the oldest law enforcement agency in the U.S., established by President Washington. And they want to have a groundbreaking, but they're going to need, unless they have some tricks up their sleeve that they haven't told the public, they're going to need anywhere from 25, as much as $35 million to come in, because they have said they don't want to break ground unless they know that they've got enough money to begin construction. Because, you know, you don't want to begin construction and get concrete poured and get steel up and then run out of money and have a half-baked project. So it will be interesting. They have a national leadership council. Former Attorney General Ed Meese is on that council. A lot of prominent folks. Former U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln was just added recently. So they're beginning to work the national scene to raise money. But, you know, they've been trying to raise money since about 2009 and have a combination of in-kind in terms of land and direct donations and pledges. They have less than $10 million. So they've got a lot of ground to make up.
Did you get the sense whether there is with the leadership optimism about the $25 million or more?
Well, you do. And you know Jim Dunn, the Marshals Museum CEO. You know, he can be very excited or very sad, and you get the same facial emotion. You know, just very cool that way. And, you know, his message during the recent board meeting was, you know, we've got a lot of things we plan to accomplish in the next 6 months, so stay tuned. So I don't know if that meant we're expecting good news or we hope to have good news. So he's hard to read sometimes.
Gotcha. Speaking of whether people are optimistic or not, TheCityWire.com conducted a survey with some business leaders and CEOs in the region about what to expect in 2014, and it seemed cautiously optimistic, the responses you received.
Right, and it was, so your listeners know, it wasn't scientific, it wasn't, you know, it was an informal survey,
sure.
And we sent out email to several folks and got some interesting responses back, and it was fueled by, there was a CFO survey pushed out, national CFO survey, in which a majority of those chief financial officers around the country were somewhat optimistic about 2014, but they were all, I mean, they also mentioned that they were concerned about unknown regulatory burdens, healthcare costs, and other kind of things. So I was curious as to what our local leaders thought, and interestingly enough, it's pretty much the same thing. They're all either cautiously optimistic. We had one guy said he was moderately pessimistic, which is a new term. I thought that was interesting. And he's not even a politician, so he wasn't even pitching his bets. So, but they all see, especially in Northwest Arkansas, they see a brighter environment in terms of employment, in terms of the housing market continuing to be stable and growing. But they do express concerns, regulatory concerns. A lot of the banker responses, they're not sure what they're the ongoing cost of Dodd-Frank implementation will cost them, and they're concerned about the healthcare environment, what those costs will be, you know, and that's a big unknown. I mean, we don't, you know, we can't even get, or a lot of businesses aren't getting clear answers out of either Department of Health and Human Services or the White House, so that is definitely an unknown in the business community.
There was also, it was last Friday, after you and I had talked, that you posted the latest unemployment numbers, these for October 2013. And as you do sometimes on thecitywire.com, you give it some historical context, what the numbers were 2 years ago, last year, last month. And it looks like everything with the unemployment numbers is about the same in the Fort Smith Metro, in Northwest Arkansas, in the state of Arkansas.
Right. And it's, you know, the one thing about Northwest Arkansas, as they continue to grow, or we can continue to see an upward trend, it'll fluctuate from month to month, but overall the trend is up in terms of the size of the workforce. And that, a lot of times we in the media will get focused on that jobless rate. You know, is it 7%? Is it 8%? What is it? But we have to remember that that jobless rate is a function of the number of employed and the number of and the size of the workforce in a particular area. And so the good thing about the Northwest Arkansas economy is that workforce size continues to move up, and that means there are more people either in the area or more people actively looking for jobs. In Northwest Arkansas, in the Fort Smith area, they're still seeing it's improving, but it's still well below the workforce size that was in the area, you know, 10 years ago. So there's still a lot of ground to make up. I think if you're looking for a positive in the Fort Smith area, it appears that the job losses and the decline in the size of the workforce has bottomed out. And so hopefully, as it bottoms out, then the next trend will be that it'll start ticking upward in a more consistent pattern.
Finally this week, Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar's spending with a state card was examined by a legislative panel. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I don't think we've heard the last of that. You know, that's been turned over to Prosecutor Jagley there in Central Arkansas in Placid County, and he's going to look into it, and you know, it's going to be interesting what he comes back with, because the audit was pretty clear that they were misused, and that's last I checked, that's a big no-no. I was somewhat surprised. Well, we have to remember, those of us who have been covering the legislature for a long time, I still have to stop and remind myself that Republicans are in charge over the House, and Dar is a Republican. So the audit committee report went pretty light on him, some are saying. Now, it may be that they know that this is going to be turned over to a prosecutor, and they weren't willing to pile on, but I think we've not heard the last of this episode.
Okay. Well, Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Talk to him by cell phone today because he's doing some speaking in Northwest Arkansas. So rest the voice and drive carefully. There's been some more freezing rain in Benton County today.
All right. Thanks, and have a good weekend, Kyle.
Thank you, Michael.